Beloit unveiled the design for what they're calling the Powerhouse yesterday. The new environmentally friendly facility will be made from the shell of a coal-fired electrical plant on the Rock River. Scott Bierman is the president of Beloit College. He said he got the idea as he jogged past the massive plant one day. He was thrilled and a little surprised to get such positive feedback.
So it seemed like this amazing chance, and the fact that the first pass at this seemed to actually indicate that it might actually work for our purposes really sort of provoked the imagination of the community, and it was off to the races from there.
Maura Donnelly is the UW System Preservation Officer. She says the system has built about 20 to 30 new certified green buildings over the last 10 years. Their goal, though, is to repurpose and refit old buildings with green attributes, like what Beloit is doing.
What we like to encourage campuses is the most green building you can build is one that you don't build.
She says UW campuses have turned hospitals, dining halls, and gyms into other campus facilities. Rolf Wigenke is the president of the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities. He says having green buildings on campus makes students more sensitive to environmental issues.
We often think of teaching and learning as just the faculty, and of course they're essential, but buildings can teach too.
Scott Bierman said they hope to finish construction on the Powerhouse by 2018. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.